Somehow it seems appropriate that a band that now bills itself as the Legendary Roots Crew should make an album with a singer who calls himself John Legend. The Roots are the true hip-hop band who also have a day job on the Jimmy Fallon Show, playing music with the guests and providing witty music bumpers. John Legend is the multi-platinum selling R&B singer, and they've gotten together to make an album whose time may be now, called Wake Up. It contains a wide array of songs of social import, mostly from the 1970s. Today we're going to hear those songs in concert on stage at World Cafe Live, and I get a chance to find out about making the album with John Legend. And I ask him about how the project began, saying that I had heard that the first song that the Roots and Legend recorded together for it was actually an Arcade Fire song. And John said that was only tangentially correct.
No, it didn't begin with an Arcade Fire song. That was kind of a myth that somehow got overblown in the press. But we did cut a cover of an Arcade Fire song as we were thinking of songs to cover. Originally, the concept was less about a particular era and more just about songs that felt like they kind of were part of this moment, this interesting moment that we're having, where there's a bit of social unrest, a bit of optimism as well. So the combination of hope, but also tough times. We wanted songs that kind of captured those feelings. And what ended up happening is we recorded that song, Wake Up, by Arcade Fire. We recorded a bunch of other stuff. And the more we got into it, the more we thought, you know, this album is supposed to be kind of soulful, we think, and supposed to be kind of, and it feels like the musical center of this album is the 60s and 70s. And let's focus on songs from that era.
Yeah. Now, I know some of the songs that are on here.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you're doing a version of Compared to What, which is such a great piece of music.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Now, what is your relationship with these songs? Did you, these songs you came up with at all yourself, grew up with it at all yourself? Or, I'm trying to place you age-wise with these songs. I mean,
well, I wasn't born
you weren't around.
I wasn't around when these songs were released. All these songs were released in the late 60s and in the early to mid 70s. And I was born in 78. So these were not the soundtrack to my growing up. But as a fan of that music and a fan particularly of music from that period, you know, these songs resonated with me very highly.
Yeah. There's a version of I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free.
Yeah.
A great song that Nina Simone did the most famous version of,
yes,
of this one. How did that come in? How did you pick that one? And it's perfect for your theme.
Well, all of them were just songs that either Amir came up with, Questlove from the Roots,
mm-hmm,
or I did. And, you know, with iTunes, you just sit there and you have your whole record collection right in front of you. And so you just kind of go through it, and with the ideas that we had in mind for what kind of songs we wanted to do, and then you just play them for each other, and we decide, okay, let's try that one.
Yeah. Now, how did I know Black Thought from the Roots is on here, and Common, yeah. Common also.
Common's on here. CL Smooth is on the album. A spoken word artist named Malik Youssef is on the album, and then we've got guest vocals by Melanie Fiona, who's a new R&B artist from Toronto.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm really happy to hear how it sounds live. Definitely.
I'm excited. I'm excited. And it's an album that's really made to be played live. Just the feel of the music is just very conducive to a really good, energetic live show.
Are you going to be able to carve out time to go out with the Roots to play
live?
Well,
the question is, can they carve out time?
Yeah.
They have a day job.
But, this is true.
Either way, I'll tour in the fall and winter, and some of those dates will be with the Roots and some of them won't be with them.
Cool. Well, let's go to the stage and check this out.
Absolutely.
John Legend and the Roots coming up on the World Cafe.
My name is John Legend. I'm with the Legendary Roots Crew tonight. We got a new album, it's called Wake Up. Coming out in September. Oh. Yeah. We just gonna have some fun tonight, is that all right? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Turn it up.
money, unreal values, crash distortion, unwed mothers who want abortions. That kind of brings to mind old young key fat.
Crazy town, having hard times. There's no love
Mr. John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. We're Philadelphia's own Legendary Roots Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bill with a song. He wrote it about the Vietnam War. But I think it's always relevant because it seems we always fight in a war at some time or another here in the United States of America. Right now we've got troops in Afghanistan, we've got troops in Iraq, we got troops all over the world. And while we sit here comfortably, while the politicians in Washington sit there comfortably, we got young men and women that go out there to fight. Some of them lose their lives, some of them lose their limbs. This song was written about a young man who lost his right arm. It's called I Can't Write Left-Handed. I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter to my mother? Tell her the family lawyer. I'm trying to get a deferment for my younger brother. Tell the Reverend Harris to pray for me. Good Lord, yeah. Cause I ain't gonna live to get much older. Fighting every day. And looking through rosy colored glasses. Yeah. I must admit, it seems exciting
Thank you.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, the Roots and John Legend doing what is a fairly obscure Bill Withers tune called I Can't Write Left-Handed. That is one of the songs from Wake Up, their new album. That was recorded at the non-convention at World Cafe Live. And our thanks to all the Roots and to John Legend for an amazing, amazing show here on the World Cafe.